U of M professor David Schwab has made animations that predict what an oil spill at the Straits would look like. They show oil covering miles of shoreline. Oil wraps around Mackinac Island in one scenario. In another, it encircles Beaver Island.
What you see from all six of them is the immense amount of area that could be impacted by a spill in the Straits.
Schwab's an expert in Great Lakes hydrodynamics. That means he studies how water moves. And he says water behaves in a unique way near the Straits. There's fast-moving currents there that are always changing.
That flow can be in either direction, from Lake Michigan into Lake Huron or from Lake Huron into Lake Michigan. And it changes direction every couple of days. So it's really a strange place in the Great Lakes.
This makes an oil spill even more dangerous. Oil spreads far and wide in the animations. But Schwab is making a big assumption here, that the oil spill would be a huge event, not a smaller one. Think close to 1 million gallons of oil pouring into the Straits. But Steve Keck with the United States Coast Guard says he can imagine scenarios where the oil could be contained.
If it were a slow leak, and if we had good weather conditions, and the majority of the spill was in the center of the Straits, then yes, we'd have a good chance at containing the spill.
Keck plans how the Coast Guard responds to disasters like an oil spill. He looks at simulations, too. In fact, David Schwab designed one of the programs the Coast Guard relies on. Schwab says the Coast Guard has probably seen simulations just like his.
As far as I know, the Coast Guard uses the same currents as this model. So this would be very similar to what the Coast Guard would predict for the same scenarios.
Enbridge insists that these scenarios are unlikely. They say the pipeline is safe, even though it's 60 years old. But some critics don't believe it.
This is probably the worst threat to the Great Lakes that most people have never heard about.
That's Andy Buxbaum with the National Wildlife Federation. They paid for Schwab to do the study. Buxbaum says it should be replaced before disaster strikes.
We have found no other pipeline anywhere in the world that runs through such a sensitive and fragile freshwater ecosystem.
Buxbaum says besides harming the lakes, an oil spill could also disrupt the economy by keeping tourists away and slowing down Great Lakes shipping. He says a major spill would be unstoppable.
Once the rupture takes place, it's going to be almost impossible to contain. It's the genie's out of the bottle, the damage will have been done, and the Great Lakes would suffer irrevocably and irreparably. So we have to make sure that oil, the oil in the pipeline, doesn't reach the Great Lakes.
The animations portray this worst-case event. You can check them out on our Facebook page, Interlochen Public Radio. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.